The acting divisional police commander of Mampong in the Ashanti region, Superintendent Bismarck Ejipon, has confirmed the murder of the three women on their farm. Superintendent Ejipon narrated to Radio Ghana how the murder was carried out. He said the first victim, an 80-year-old woman who suffered cutlass wounds, informed the police that her assailant was a man. So far, investigations are ongoing to apprehend the murderer. He spoke to George Ankra.
It is true, three men have been murdered in their farm. And it all happened when they went to farm in the morning. And just about around 12 o'clock, one of them came home with wounds, bleeding. And she met an old lady who led her to the hospital. And the only thing she said to the woman was she was making gestures as somebody was trying to murder her. And she, out of pain, rushed to the hospital to be attended. And this, the old lady who met the woman is about 80 years old. So after showing her the hospital, she also went to the farm. Apparently, there were two old ladies who were already in the farm the 80-year-old woman was going to. And so after showing the hospital to this injured person, she returned and headed the farm. Then she went there and tried to reach the two ladies who were already there. But there was no sign of people being in the farm. And she thought they had gone far. So she returned home around 12:30. And by 2 o'clock, she felt even there for so long. And that normally when they go to farm, at that time they'll be home. Then she alerted her grandchildren that they should go and trace those women. And unfortunately, when they went there, they had also been murdered. And there were the lifeless bodies in the farm. So they brought them also to the hospital. Now, the first woman who came and could speak actually said that a madman had attacked her. So that was her mind, that the person who did that was a mad person.
What did your investigation reveal?
Yes, for now, we don't have the person yet. So we are going by what the woman said. And the people in the town assisted police and they went into the bush, the farm. And then after searching extensively, they couldn't find anybody. Then later, around 5:30, there were many groups from around the villages and towns in there who actually helped to get this person arrested. A group brought a suspect to the station that he may be behind the killing. And then they brought him to the police at Ajamasi and was keeping him in custody. Then another group heard that one group had arrested the guy and sent him to the police station. So they quickly rushed the police station, demanding that police should give them this suspect to finish him. And, it's not consistent with the laws. And that infuriated the people in the town. And they gathered and attacked the police station, throwing stones from here and there. And they even attempted burning the entire building, which is housing the police. That is their accommodation as well as their office. We called for reinforcement from Kumasi, Central Police, and then they came to assist and to disperse the crowd. In the process, they caused damage to three vehicles, including the DC's vehicle, the windscreen.
Didn't you arrest those causing the trouble?
At the time, there were only about five people at the station, and the number was so huge. By the time we got there as a reinforcement team, they had dispersed. Although some people were arrested, about three of them were arrested and sent to the central for investigation to continue. Now, this morning, it just turned out that the person they even brought, suspecting to be behind the murder, may not be the person, and that some people are saying they sighted another person in the bush still holding a cutlass in blasting. So we are still looking for this man who may be behind this murder.